are here. We make change to your life in every way. We expand on your mind so you're never the same. The Upgraders. The Upgraders.
Hi, this is Dexter and Tanya Scott, and welcome to The Upgraders Show.
We believe your life deserves an upgrade. Let's live our best lives now.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? What's happening? Tanya, how are you?
I'm doing very well. What about you?
I'm doing good. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is Dexter and Dr. Tanya here. And we want to say Happy New Year.
Happy 2024.
Now, look, you're probably hearing this. It's about 3 days into the new year. But nonetheless,
It's still new.
You know, so Tanya, I mean, how does it feel? We're in a new year. I know a lot of people are saying 2023 just like flew by, which it did. I mean, so how do you feel? It's a new year, it's new possibilities, new beginnings. How does it feel for you?
It feels really good. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. 2023, I don't know. Did it fly by? Being in so many conversations with people, we were kind of ready for it to go ahead and get on.
Go ahead and exit.
Go ahead and get out of the way. We've been waiting for 2024. So how does it feel? It feels good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We're already starting off with challenges. You know, we're challenging ourselves. Yeah. With challenges, rather. We're challenging ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we're about to do some weight loss.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, everybody says they're going to do it. We just pray everybody's going to do it. Really go ahead and get it done this year. So yeah, we're on our own path.
We are.
Yeah, on our path to getting healthy. You know, so guys, look, we're just so excited to be coming back to you. We've actually been away for a while. Our last, we did a radio stint earlier last year where we were on the radio for about 6 months, and we were able to do a lot of content that was on the radio, that had a stint on iHeart radio for a little while and Apple. And then, you know, we were able to share some of that same content here on our podcast. So it was really amazing. We're really excited about it, but I think we got burnt out.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of went up into like May, June of 2023 and got burnt out. So we've actually taken a hiatus, if you will.
We did.
But you know what? One thing I am so grateful, Tanya and I are really grateful to all of you, because our podcast listeners, they kept coming back. They listened to old shows. And so we always got really good numbers. So, you know, we're grateful to you guys. But we're back, man. We're really excited about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really excited. So you know what? So guys, we're not going to be before you long, but we wanted to say this to you. Something that Tanya and I have been thinking about toward the end of the fourth quarter of 2023 is that this year, two things. We've got two hashtags that we're using. This is 2024, the year of the upgrade.
Yes.
And this is the year of personal development. What do you think about that, Tanya?
Well, it's wrapped all up in, and I can remember when you called me. Actually, you had gone out doing some errands, and you were like, Tanya, the Lord just spoke to me. And you said, I want to share something with you. And you begin to share with me the conversation that you were having with him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically what came out. And he let us know that this is the year. The thing after that was there were so many things that began to happen where we begin to see something where somebody's book, they have a book and they were talking about the upgrade. We were listening to a message not long ago, and in the background there sat the upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was just one thing after another that has come just in the last few weeks that kind of spoke to that, to say, you know, God, we're listening. So as we're here with you on today, as we're having this conversation, whenever you tune in, the fact of the matter is, this is the year of the upgrade.
It is.
This is the year for personal development. Why? We get ready to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, really excited about this, y'all. So we got four quick things we want to just share with you. So why is personal development a priority? And you know, what's interesting, Tanya, we've been talking about this for years. People, they want success, whatever success looks like, because it's subjective. Whatever the level of success you want, it's according to how you view it.
Mm-hmm.
But we will always say, but wait a minute, you cannot get the success that you want without developing yourself to be the person that walks in that level of success.
That's so good.
And it always seems like it was just shoved under a rug. I don't get it. It's almost like, you know what? It's like Instagram. It's like Facebook. You go to social media, Twitter. People show you highlights. You see the highlights, but you don't see the work that the people behind the scenes have done to get to where they are.
True.
If what we're seeing is actually real.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother spin. Mm-hmm. But people who have who've done a lot of things in life, they developed themselves to be able to do it. So we're going to share four quick things with you, why you need to make personal development a priority. So Tanya, you want me to, let's do it like this. I'll name the four, then we'll just go back and hit them real quick. You want to do it like that?
Oh, sure. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. So number one, personal development forces you out of your comfort zone. Number two, it develops your strengths. Number three, it boosts your confidence. And number four, it improves your self-awareness. Man, that's all it in a nutshell. This is why personal development is so powerful. So Tanya, the first one, it forces you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, with it forcing you out of your comfort zone, you know, there are many areas of your job that you don't like. There may be some things that you're not good at. Those are the weaknesses that our personal development will actually help you to gain. Mm-hmm. If we were to work with you, we would help you pretty much get out of your own way. That's what we talk about.
Yeah.
A major part of growing and developing is getting out of your comfort zone. Where I've been comfortable, I basically saw no change in my life.
Yeah,
where I remain comfortable, that's basically where I operated in mediocrity. And I know that's something you used to talk about years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you first stepped into personal development, you would talk to me about that a lot.
Yeah.
But I was so comfortable, even in the things that I didn't like, I wouldn't budge. And it was finally when I got out of my own way, moved out of that comfort zone, that my life began to change. So personal development, it helped me to move out of my comfort zone. That's when people got to know Tanya Joyner Scott.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's key. And, you know, here I am with the quote, but a quote comes to mind. Ships look good in their harbor, but that's not what they were created for.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing grows in your comfort zone. All right.
Mm.
You guys remember that. So the second one, it develops your strengths. Now that's really good because like Tiger Woods, he's really good at the long shot. He works on the long shot. What are your strengths? How can you improve on your strengths? And one of the things that Tanya and I tell the members of our inner circles, our Upgraders Academy, is we tell them, you know, what are you good at? And when you find out what you're good at, find someone that you kind of look up to, might be a personality or something, or TV or YouTube or whatever, and then go and find content on them. And by studying them, you are developing your strengths.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It makes me think about our conversation. We just had a conversation last night with our children. We have a senior and a junior in high school. Our oldest daughter is here too, but we took some time to talk. And one of the things that came out was this, developing your strengths. So we asked them some questions. We wanted them to think about what their interests are. What are they good at? You know, I could look at my son and I told him, you're a people person. You love people. You love being with people. I could look at my daughter and say, you like people, but you don't have to have them. So these are things that was speaking to them just to kind of help them with their interests.
Yeah,
what are you interested in? And these are the things we want you to develop.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things we want you to begin to think about as you're getting ready to transition out of high school. And one of the things our oldest daughter said to them last night was what? She said, this next 4 years is going to determine your next 40.
Ooh,
come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy.
Come on.
Yeah.
So what are you focusing on?
Yeah.
Are you developing your strengths? That's what personal development will do.
It does.
It will help you to develop your strengths. But I want to say to you, have you identified them? Do you even know what they are?
Yeah.
To put your focus on them.
That's really good.
To put your focus on them.
That is really
good. I know you got a quote.
I'm just saying that was a very powerful conversation we had last
night.
I'm glad you brought that up. That was really awesome.
Are you one who realizes our world is in a state of information overload and you're trying to figure out a way to grab hold of your thoughts and reclaim your mindset? Then you need to get help. My Mind is Too Loud, How to Declutter and Quiet Your Mind by Dexter L. Scott. go to DexterLScott.com and purchase your copy today. Again, that's DexterLScott.com.
So the third one is it boosts your confidence. Y'all, now think about this. Think about you actually put your mind to do something and then you do it. How does that make you feel? It's powerful. Every single time, Tanya, you and I work out, it's a confidence booster when we're done.
Yeah.
Because we made the decision to get it done. Then we got it done. And then now we're looking back on the other side. And it's like, wow, we did that. So y'all, personal development priority is it helps to boost your confidence. Once you achieve a certain goal, gain a new skill, or develop a certain area of your life, it gives you confidence. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't miss this, because this is the anchor for 2024.
Oh yeah.
All of these things are going to be critical as we all move forward into developing the life that we want. And we wanted to say this to you guys now.
Mm-hmm.
Forget all the other years. You said you were going to do stuff in 2023 and it didn't work.
That's good, Dex.
Forget that. This is a new start, right? It's the hitting the reset button, right? I remember I did the video hitting the reset button when I lost my job years ago. And I was like, it's time to hit the reset button. So y'all, hit the reset button. Let's go for it. All right?
I love it.
Yeah, what do you think, Tanya? Let's hit that last one.
All right. It improves your self-awareness. That's so good.
Wow.
That it happens. Again, you know, I'm a transparent kind of girl, but that's what it did for me as well. As I began to learn more and develop, I learned more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I came to understand those things. We just talked about weaknesses. Actually, those weaknesses were even shown for me even the more, which was a good thing, as well as my strengths. So this is what it's going to actually help you to be able to do. It gives you the opportunity to take an honest look at yourself,
wow,
the areas of your life that need your attention,
mm-hmm,
and even the areas of your life that needs, look, your attention.
<That's good>.
Okay. It does that. And I absolutely love it. So it does improve your self-awareness. And that's something that each and every one of us need.
Yes.
We really do.
Yes. So everything anchors on self-awareness. And as you and I teach and train or organizations in communication and influencing styles, self-awareness is at the top of the chain, because
mm-hmm,
once you're self-aware, you know what? Then you know what your triggers are. You know what those things that stand in your way,
mm-hmm,
right? That impedes the level of success that you're looking for. So I think these have been amazing, Tanya.
They have. And yeah. I want to just say this. When we talk, we just did 3 and 4. But just look how well they go together, Dexter. Boosting your confidence and improving your self-awareness. I'm like, but your confidence is boosted,
mm-hmm,
because you know yourself even better.
That's good.
You know, a lot of times people go into hiding because they don't know who it is that they are. But when you come to a place of understanding who you are, your value, knowing that you matter, that you have something to contribute to the world, to society, it changes everything.
It does.
Your confidence is built, your awareness of yourself is there, and you know what that's going to do? It's going to make you better. You're
mm-hmm
going to get better. You're going to do things better. You're going to find your life literally begin to change, and it's rooted in the fact that you have personal development.
Mm, that's powerful.
It's the truth.
Absolutely love it.
It's the truth.
Y'all, we love this. So look, 4 reasons why it's a priority. Number one, it forces you out of your comfort zone. 2, it develops your strengths. 3, it boosts your confidence. 4, it improves your self-awareness. Guys, listen, if you got anything out of this, we would love to hear from you. Hey, look, go catch us on our social media pages, Dexter L. Scott and at Tanya Joyner Scott. If you want to drop us a message or something and say, hey, you know, I heard you guys on Apple, or I heard you on iHeart, or wherever you heard us on our podcast, we would love to hear from you. And you know what? Share this broadcast with someone.
Yes,
send them the link
and
say, hey, listen to this. This is the mantra for 2024. It is 2024, the year of the upgrade, and the year of personal development. So y'all, Tanya and I have so many things in store for you guys this year. Of course, we're going to get the podcast is back up and running, but we're going to do some rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a whole lot of things. We're going to have some special guests here. So we're really excited. We want to say thank you guys for listening to us, subscribing to our channels, our networks, just following us. We really appreciate you guys. And we look forward to an amazing 2024. Tanya, anything you want to share before we close it out?
I'm excited. I look forward to it too. Thank you for spending this time with us. Like you said, we're about to do some rebranding. Maybe that's why the song tried to come in. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe it's like, don't do away with me. I don't know. Yeah. But thank you guys so much. And we can't wait to talk to you again.
Hey guys, listen, we appreciate you all. We are Dexter and Dr. Tanya. We are the Upgraders. Our tagline is, we may not know you,
but we know what's in you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.